Now let's cross stateside, and the U.S. has started to test a swine flu vaccine on children and adults. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services hopes to vaccinate at least 160 million people by December. Well, for more on this, let's cross to our correspondent Priya Streeter, who's in our Washington studio for us. Hello to you, Priya. So what are the hopes for this new vaccine?
Thanks. Well, the swine flu vaccine has raised concerns with people across the world. A new survey shows that one-third of British nurses have said that they will not take the swine flu vaccine because they're worried about the possible side effects. Now, the swine flu vaccine from back in the 1970s, which is supposed to be pretty similar to the one that's being offered today, has been linked to a neurological disorder called the Guillain-Barré syndrome. And joining me to discuss all of this is RT contributor and investigative journalist Wayne Madsen. Wayne, thanks so much for joining me. First of all, can you tell me, who has taken the swine flu vaccine so far, and what have you heard about it?
Well, apparently there has been a test community used already. We're also hearing that the vaccine that's being developed, they're saying it's not for everyone. Apparently children were used as, for lack of a better term, guinea pigs in Oklahoma. I know from talking to people in the research community, even scientists who helped develop the vaccine for smallpox are saying they're not going to take the vaccine and urging their friends and family not to take this vaccine either.
And what kind of side effects did these children have, if any?
Well, contained in the vaccine is a component called thimerosal, which has been proven, half of it is composed of mercury, and it's been proven to cause not only Guillain-Barré syndrome, but also autism in young children. There's been several court cases because of past vaccinations due to the autism issue.
And so how will this swine flu vaccine be offered? Will it be mandatory for people? What have you heard about that?
Well, there was a conference here in Washington last week where we have two themes present. We have the research community, the medical community, saying, look, what we need to provide the public is good information. Let them make the decision based on facts. We have the emergency community, the Homeland Security, Federal Emergency Management Agency people talking about forced vaccinations, forced quarantines, basically the politicians running the show instead of the people who are from the medical community and know much better about the threat of this particular influenza.
And so how effective would a vaccine be if the majority of people decide not to take it?
Well, for those who take it, of course, they can limit their exposure to others. But what we're basically hearing is there's a anti-vaccine movement now starting across America. As one person said from the public health community, said these people are revving up, almost like this is the enemy, and not they're going to invoke all these various protocols for emergency situations, treating these people who don't want to take the vaccine. Forcing children as a predicate to enroll in school, for example, to take the vaccine is going to cause quite a few problems here amongst the public in the United States.
And how much testing was actually done on this vaccine? How come we weren't able to find one that would, you know, not have all these side effects?
Well, the testing, we're hearing, of course, there may be a recommendation for three vaccinations, two for the swine flu, one for the regular seasonal flu. But we all know about the side effects from 1975 and 76, and therefore this vaccine, even amongst people who work in the medical community, is not considered safe.
And when are these decisions likely to happen? When will they decide if this will be mandatory or not?
We're hearing that this second wave of the flu for the Northern Hemisphere will strike sometime at the end of September and reach peak in October, possibly. This is actually what happened with the 1918 flu. It first cases in September, peaked in October, ebbed off in November. So we'll probably see this vaccination program come into full effect next month.
Well, as we get closer to the deadline that they're supposed to be offering these swine flu vaccines, we'll be sure to keep you updated on anything we hear about it. But for now, back to you in Moscow.
All right, Priya, many thanks to you and your guests for that. Priya Streeter in our Washington studio for us.